5:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve. It's Independence Day Eve. It's a long weekend for a lot of us. We've got Mindy Applewhite joining us at 5:35. I honest to goodness don't even fully know how to describe the story and the events and what have you, but I'm just so grateful to her for speaking out in the first place and then agreeing to come on this show to share her story. I have to thank my friend John Burkett, crime insider over at CBS6, who had some coverage of this as well, did a great job, as he always does. So good stuff there. Quick reminder about our James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. First of all, congratulations to each and every one of us. The big, beautiful bill has passed. The best that the leftists were able to do was performance theater in the Senate, that schmuck Schumer was able somehow, some goofy rule they have, he was able to change the name of it from the One Big Beautiful Bill Act to, I don't know, something else that nobody cares about because everybody continues to call it the Big Beautiful Bill. And then over in the House of Representatives, where I should point out for the record, Congressman John McGuire and Congressman Rob Whitman both voted for passage. Voted to approve it because it's the right thing to do. But in the House, that goofy Hakeem Jeffries spoke on the floor of the House for 9 hours. Again, some theater tricks. That's what they are. Collection of clowns. I mean, they both should have come out in a little mini car and jumped out. It would have been just as effective. And frankly, it would have been a little more entertaining. Maybe they could have gotten proper clowning tips. I know a guy. Right? Do I not always know a guy? Just about always, I know a guy. So if you're looking for clowning tips, Bolly Jarrett, who in addition to being a certified public accountant and the best CPA in all of Central Virginia, according to the readers of the Richmond Times-Dispatch, and a fellow John Maxwell devotee and team member, he's also a graduate of Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey Clown College. I'll bet you Bolly would have driven up to D.C. to help those two, you know, improve their clowning techniques. Would have been good. Anyway, so that's it. So the bill is passed, both the House and the Senate, as it needs to. It heads to the White House. We're getting conflicting reports about when President Trump will sign it. One brief, where was this? Fox News, right, Jerm, that said it'll be 5 o'clock tomorrow. Another thing I got said it will be 9 o'clock in the morning tomorrow. Anyway, you slice it. The president's going to sign it, and it will mean no taxes on tips. It will mean no taxes on overtime pay. It will mean a sizable reduction in taxes for people who get Social Security. Not the total elimination, but a pretty sizable benefit. It will defund Planned Parenthood. It will get rid of millions of people receiving Medicare, Medicaid. Well, that's awful, Jeff. No, it's not. Because the people who are being kicked off the rolls as a result of this, and even being the phrase being kicked off the rolls is not necessarily correct, but those who will be kicked off the rolls are illegal aliens who are not entitled to receive those benefits in the first place. You know who else is going to lose some of their benefits? Able-bodied people who choose not to work. There will now be, just like Bill Clinton when he was in office, although Bill Clinton's work instead of welfare requirements were actually more stringent than these, but they're similar. You'll have to find something you're going to do for 80 hours a month. It could be a job, which would be great. Or it could be education. It could be training. You want to get off welfare? What a great opportunity. Get yourself a class. Learn something. Learn a skill. I think it's fine. I really do. I think it's fine. So anyway, the Jew hating communist in New York who wants to be mayor, Zoran Mamdani, he has now proposed that the city of New York buy up private property. Why? He would like the city of New York to buy up private property and turn them into communes. I told you he was a communist. We will slowly buy up the housing on the private market, he says, and convert properties into communes. Well, gosh, what could possibly go wrong? That's a great idea. Fantastic. Community oversight, community ownership. Wow. Wow. Use our wealth to build housing. Oh, okay. How are you going to do that? Oh, you're going to tax the millionaires and the billionaires. Oh, okay. How many of those millionaires and billionaires you think are going to stick around New York after you institute such asinine policies? Well, I'm here to tell you zero. But, you know, I'm not a mathematician. Golden age, making America great again, promises made, promises kept. The economy added 147,000 jobs last month, much higher than expected. The unemployment rate has fallen. And the 2 months prior to it, the job numbers actually ticked up. They adjusted the numbers up. That never happens, except now that Trump's in office where things keep getting better and better and better and better. Economists, you know, those brilliant economists that said that 110,000 jobs would be created, and they were sure that the unemployment rate would go up. They were wrong on both counts. You know who was right on both counts? Donald John Trump. Here's another little piece out of the economic puzzle that you'll like. Foreign-born employment plunges while American-born employment soars. Not only are we creating jobs, we are creating jobs that Americans are taking. Illegal immigration is down to just about zero. Nobody ever thought that would happen. Well, once again, that's not true. Donald John Trump said it would happen. Most of us, even those of us who support President Trump, thought, well, I don't think that's really going to happen. It's happened. It's happened. Do you want Virginia to be just like New York, where the crazy guy, the Jew-hating communist, wants to be the mayor, who says not only will the city buy up property and turn it into, quote, communes, but also says that taxes should be charged according to some people's races. If you're white, you should pay more. Wow. That's something, huh? Well, if that's what you want, if you want Virginia to be like New York, you want Virginia to be like California, I would suggest to you that you vote for Abigail Spamberger, Ghazala Hashmi, and Jay Jones. They cannot wait to turn Virginia into California East and New York South. If that's what you're looking for, you got it. The rest of us, I'm going to say, probably looking at something else. Winsome Earl Sears, John Reed, Jason Meares. I mean, that's me. You do you, right? That is chapter 1, verse 1 in the book of Jamal. You do you. But I'm here to tell you how I'm doing I. Or I'm doing me. Or me's doing I. That's what I'm going to do is my point. Simple as that. 515, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 520, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Yeah, it is. It's almost time, isn't it? You're going to celebrate tomorrow? I hope you're going to celebrate tomorrow. Independence Day. It's a great holiday. I know there's great traditions as well. A lot of them involve food. Hey, nothing wrong with that. We've got some ideas. I was over with Tom Leonard and TJ Leonard last week. Remember, we were talking about, there's a lot of people that have sort of traditions they do. For me, I love hot dogs. And I can't tell you why exactly that is. Heidi, not a fan. The kids, not fans. So I don't get them all that often. But every once in a while, man, it's like, you know, I just want a hot dog. It's all I want. I want a good quality hot dog. But I want a hot dog. Other folks, it's all about the burgers. You got to do the burgers on Independence Day. Unless you're Schmuck Schumer. Because you remember, wasn't it last year or 2 years ago? He's probably still trying to cook those raw burgers. They had that photo of him. Just, you know, just a regular, ordinary guy. At his grill. Flipping burgers. And the grill wasn't turned on. So, well, yeah, there's that. I do have to confess. Don't tell anybody. But one of the things that I got over at Tom Leonard's while I was there, well, you already know, right? One of the big giant cowboy ribeyes, the big bone. Yep. I love that. I absolutely love that. That is so nice on the grill. And you know the nice thing about that is that you can feed a whole slew of people. Right? People sometimes look at it and go, well, I don't know. Yeah. Do yourself a favor. Take a look at those big giant ones over at Tom's, and you will see the big difference. All right, what else have we got? Events. We've got some great fireworks displays. It's a great weekend, I think, to go out and remember what really went into the fight for independence. Now, I'm a little bit envious, believe it or not. Rich Herrera, who you know is the host of Richmond's Morning News every morning, 6 a.m., his son Riggs is visiting, and Rich hasn't seen him in a while. He's a student out in Arizona, you know, and Rich and the family are trying to relocate, all that stuff. I mean, he's talked about that, so I'm not telling anything out of school. But I get that. On a personal base, because I've done some hellacious commutes through the years where I'm working far away from family. I know how difficult that is. So Rich has the opportunity over the next week to introduce his son to a whole bunch of history. Think about it. Do you remember the first time you had the opportunity to visit, I don't know, Mount Vernon or Monticello? You had the opportunity to take somebody who was from out of town and show them some of the battle sites. You used to be able to show them the monuments, but not so much anymore. Going up to D.C., and it sure seems like it's a great thing, I got to tell you. When you talk about the love of history, because Rich was actually sharing some of the anecdotes with his son. So I'm just thinking it's going to be very cool. That's a great thing. And just take a moment. If you can, go and take a moment, enjoy it, and show everybody that and enjoy the holiday. Again, I'm going to remind you, everybody's got their own different thing for the holiday. Now, we are actually headed down to Chesterfield tomorrow. Very excited about this. Haven't seen our friends, the Morrisseys, in a while. You know, that's Emily Morrissey. And I know everybody wants to be Emily's pal, but, you know, she's a very, very busy young lady. She doesn't have time to be hanging out with everybody. But I'm fortunate. You know, Emily kind of digs me, and I'm happy to be dug. Her whole family has become great friends, and we really do treasure them. So we'll have the opportunity to spend Independence Day down there, and we don't have to do anything. God, I love the idea of not doing anything, because as you know, my natural disposition is sloth. I am part sloth, so if I don't have to do anything, believe me, I'm aces at not doing anything. But that being said, we'll have a great time. But then Saturday, my goal is to get that tomahawk on the grill, right? I told you, got it the other day, hanging out with Tom and TJ at Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market in Short Pump. And I love those. I love the tomahawks. And there was a time where I kind of had to, not argue, but I had to explain to Heidi the beauty of it. First of all, yes, it could be a single serving, but the tomahawks, man, I'm just telling you, you can feed the whole family. Comes off the grill, comes off the right way. If you're like me, you kind of toss it back for a couple of minutes. I do cook it longer. I'm more of a well-done guy. Shh, don't tell anybody. But great stuff over there. So if you need something, I would suggest you pop into Tom's. All right, we've got Mindy Applewhite coming up at 5:35. An amazing story, and God bless her for being willing to tell it. 5:25, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 5:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Friday Eve, as we like to say. It's also the eve of Independence Day. Most of us have a three-day weekend, right? Most of us going to be able to do some fun stuff tomorrow for Independence Day. We'll have a full weekend after that. I always remind you, there are plenty of folks who don't. If you are in the public safety realm, it's another day at the office, if you will. You're in the military, it's another day. You're a first responder of any sort. You are a nurse, it's another day. And these are folks who every single day get up and do exactly what they are called upon to do. Wonderful people. It pains me to even think about the loss that my friend Mindy Applewhite experienced, but I am so inspired and amazed that Mindy is with us and sharing the story of her beautiful daughter, Lindsay, and what happened and how it happened. She's a great lady. Well, they're both great ladies. Mindy is with us. Mindy, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me on.
I just want you to tell the story of Lindsay, who she was, what she did, and then what happened that ended this beautiful, promising life.
My daughter, Lindsay, she was a newlywed. She had been married for about 7 months. She had just received her doctorate from UVA in nursing, so she was a DNP for about 10 weeks. She was a very fierce patient advocate at MCV where she worked and ultimately passed. She was very loving, very caring, and she was a force of nature. On July 31st, 2023, she was leaving her house in South Richmond to go get dog food when she was struck by an offender that was a convicted felon that was out on probation after... he got out of prison early. He had already picked up two new distribution charges and was left out on an ankle monitor from the probation office. They didn't do anything. My daughter was hit so hard, he was at least going 30 miles over the speed limit, and hit her in her driver's side door in front of her house. Where she lived. She was taken to MCV at her request, and the next day they had to do emergency brain surgery from strokes that she started having from whiplash from being hit so hard that we lost her.
Mindy, I mean, I'll say it again, and for everybody who's hearing this story for the first time, our hearts go out to you. Moms and dads everywhere know you're not supposed to bury your kids. That's not the way this is supposed to work. You said at Lindsay's request, was she conscious when they removed her?
Yes.
She was.
She was cut out of the car. Her husband heard the crash because it was in front of her house, and she actually called me from the scene, and she said, "Mom, there's been an accident. You need to call my husband." And so I thought, okay, she's talking. She called me from the scene. At least she's okay. What we learned later at MCV from the doctors is that a lot of younger people, when they have acute whiplash from being hit so hard, that it causes basically a brain bleed. And they tried to save her, and these were her friends that she worked with. They tried everything, and we lost her in emergency brain surgery.
Mindy, so, I, I've shared with folks that you yourself, a career law enforcement professional, probation officer, I mean, you devoted your life to public service and doing the right thing on the front lines. What's your sense as a retired probation officer to see that that's who it was that set this loser free?
What I say is that the department that I devoted my life to, which was, like you said, public safety, and I spent my life working with gang members and violent felons in the city of Richmond, the department I work for caused me to lose my daughter. The earned credit sentencing law that was passed in 2020 was not supposed to let violent felons out, yet they did. And the probation office has the means and the wherewithal to take people off the street on probation violation warrants, and yet they didn't. So I was failed multiple times by the system that I worked for.
This is what I don't understand. Let me remind everybody, Mindy Applewhite is joining us. Mindy, you want to talk about a force of nature. Mindy is a force of nature. She's a wonderful, wonderful woman telling the story of her daughter. And I want to make sure I say Dr. Lindsay Grizzard Braun, a beautiful young woman whose life was really just starting, and her life right up until the moment she passed was devoted to helping others. But Mindy, you and I both know, and I know sitting here as an ex-cop, my best friend as a cop was always a probation or a parole officer, because you guys could go in and, quote, violate much easier than I could effect an arrest in many cases. So how is it possible for that agency to have not noticed, hey, wait a minute, this Delta Bravo, no, he's not supposed to be out. We got to send him back.
I have been in touch with the Department of Corrections. I've been in touch with the Public Safety Director. I've even talked to the governor. They said that they, quote unquote, changed policies to wait until convictions rather than certify charges. I know when I worked, if you had a certified felony and you were a violent felon, you came off the street. So this is not a law that was changed. It was an office policy that was changed. And I'm working with the Public Safety Director. I'm trying desperately to get this reinstated where they use it. But I was told yesterday when I was down at the Attorney General's office speaking on this subject that they're going to put a bill before, I don't know who, that they're going to attempt to take away the rights of probation officers to even have arrest authority anymore when the General Assembly comes back in.
What?
I don't know this. I'm speaking from what I heard yesterday. And my response to that is, we were sworn in. I took an oath to protect the public, and I get law enforcement retirement because of it. So I don't understand how they can, I mean, I guess they could take it. If enough votes come in, they could take their arrest power away, but they'd be nothing more than social workers at that point.
Oh, that's absurd. Good Lord. That's bat crap crazy. That's nonsense. That is just ridiculous. Tell me about Jason Meares, the Attorney General, because you mentioned how you were down there. You chatted with our Attorney General and the governor. What other things were you able to address with Jason Meares?
Mr. Meares was wonderful. He's pretty much been an advocate and been the only one to come to me and say, what can we do? How do we get this earned credit sentencing enhancement law changed or back to the way it used to be? Because inmates used to serve 85% of their sentence. Now they only serve roughly 66% of their sentence. So they're doing a little more than half. The truth in sentencing is gone. Yeah. There's no more truth in sentencing. And it wasn't supposed to apply to violent felons, yet the person who hit my daughter had been in prison for shooting somebody in the back over a drug transaction.
And
had scored high in recidivism rate.
Right. Where is he now? Is he going? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
He's in the Department of Corrections. We were. I don't want to say we were forced to, but we were either forced to go to trial, mm-hmm. where the most he could get was 10 years for malicious wounding, or take a plea agreement. And I did not want to put my family through a trial and have to relive this accident. So we agreed to a plea agreement, which was 5 years. And on top of that, I had to agree to take the 28 years comeback time off the table. So he'll be out in 2027.
Oh, my God. Wow. Well, Mindy, let's end this on, I don't want to say a positive note, but...
Well, I would like to just, if I could add one thing.
Yeah.
Senator Scott Stovall,
yes.
I believe
yep.
the title was, yeah. he appeared on the Channel 6 news station after I did my speech down at the Attorney General's office and called my daughter a one-off, said she was injured, and she... I just want people to know that he owes our family an apology. We are not a statistic. My daughter was not a one-off, and she was not injured. She was killed.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right, Mindy. His language, his attitude, inexcusable, absolutely inexcusable. The apology that Senator Saraval owes to you and your family is gigantic, and I hope that he will have just the common decency, the dignity to reach out to you and offer some sort of an apology. I don't know that I personally would be accepting it, but by God, you know, I
I'm not counting on it, but yeah. It would be nice.
Yeah, it would be nice. It would be nice.
But on a positive note, yeah. I would like to move forward and have a Lindsay's Law passed or a policy passed in her honor so that other families do not have to go through what we're going through. Something good has to come of this.
Yeah. Well, that's what I want to do in terms of help. I want to help you with that, whether it's meeting up or getting you set up with a meeting with some of the legislators to figure out a good Lindsay's Law. I also want people to know your daughter in 30 years impacted in a positive way so many people, and she was so beloved and such an absolute a beautiful young woman who was devoted to helping people. And I got to tell you something, Mindy, and you know, you're one tough cookie, and I admire that about you, but your daughter, I guarantee you, looked at you and thought, well, you know, my mom's pretty hot stuff. I can help and do some good stuff just like her. Tell us just quickly about the representations of Lindsay, because I know obviously there's a square, but many of us, I mean, with the summertime, we're going to be seeing some flying things around the yard that, well, they got Lindsay written all over them, don't they?
Oh, the dragonflies.
Yeah.
Yes, she presents herself as a dragonfly. She shows up all over the place to help my friends or just say hi and let them know that she's still working her magic from the other side.
Yeah. What a beautiful, beautiful woman she was. Mindy, thank you for sharing the story. Thank you
for having me on.
God bless you. Anything we can do, you let us know. And again, know that it far too soon, but all of the good that she did while she was in the community actively, just amazing, just incredible, just a incredible story. Mindy Applewhite, thank you for being here. That is Mindy Applewhite. She herself, a marvelous person, devoted her life to serving our beloved Commonwealth. The story of her daughter is one you have to read. It's one you have to experience. Again, thanks not just to Mindy for being here. That takes a lot. But John Burkett, my friend, the crime insider over at CBS6, who did a wonderful piece on her. And again, I would say to that Scott Saraval, sir, I don't think much of you. I never have, but that's something else for another day. This is not a political thing. You owe Mindy Applewhite and her family an apology. Her daughter was not a one-off. Her daughter was not a statistic. Her daughter was not hurt. Her daughter was a beautiful, vibrant, caring member of our community who, quite frankly, sir, did more good in her 30 years than you will do if you live to 130. Let's see you man up, be a decent human being, and apologize. It's Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 550, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve, my friends. We've got Independence Day coming up. I'm excited. Anybody else excited? All sorts of celebrations, all sorts of observances. I'm hoping a few memories as well. You grow up in certain areas. Well, I grew up in Philadelphia, as you know. And for us, summer occurred officially on Memorial Day. We would, for the most part, it seemed like everybody in our neighborhood would go to one town down the shore, Wildwood. And you'd see the same people there that you normally saw in the neighborhood throughout the course of the summer. And it was a relatively long drive, or at least I thought it was, 90 minutes, although with lots of the Memorial Day traffic, oftentimes it was 2 hours. And my dad was always concerned with, and I quote, making time. Gotta make time. Gotta make time. If we're gonna make time, we gotta, okay. Now, what did it mean? Well, it meant, number one, to me and my brother, the boys, the guys in the back, hey, if you guys have to go to the bathroom, either hold it till we get to Wildwood in 2 hours, or there's an empty soda bottle back there. Don't get it on the floor. Okay. And then we also had tolls. Now, we would have to cross a bridge to get from Philadelphia over to New Jersey. And this was back in the day, as folks are wont to say, where they had the big buckets, they would look like big buckets. You'd throw a quarter in there, or a dime, I think, actually. The first time, if I remember back really, really early, my dad was throwing dimes into the buckets. Then you'd get onto the Garden State Parkway, where essentially there was a toll every 11 feet. And so my dad would have to throw his dime or his quarter into the bucket, and he had to roll down the window. Yes, it was in the days when you had to roll down the window. And rolling down the window meant you actually had to roll down the window. And again, my dad, because he was so busy, so concerned with, quote, making time, he would roll down the window in advance of the actual toll-paying bucket situation. So it was not the most pleasant drive. That's my point. But then we'd be down the shore. We'd get to the beach. We'd go to the boardwalk. That'd all be good. That'd be fun. So that was Memorial Day. That was kind of the beginning of summer for us, the summer season as kids. But Independence Day was a little bit different. Independence Day, we were not headed down the shore. Independence Day, we were actually headed just across the bridge to cousins who lived in New Jersey. And they had an above-ground pool. And that was a big deal when you grew up in the city. Any sort of a pool was a big deal when you grew up in the city. And so that was our Independence Day. And I still have the memories. Now, some of them are not great memories. Got to tell you, there's a lot of bugs. You know me. I consider myself the great indoorsman, not the great outdoorsman. But it was a very, very meaningful time, and I still have those memories decades later. And I'm hoping you'll take the opportunity to make some memories. Part of them related to the history of this great nation, what's been accomplished, and part of them related to your family. Monday morning at 6 a.m., please listen to my buddy Rich Herrera, Richmond's Morning News. I want you to have a wonderful Independence Day. Yes, enjoy the long weekend. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again on Monday, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.